Brett Lear is the recently hired director of the Sonoma County Library System, joined us here in the summer, and immediately plunged into the political fray with Measure M on the ballot this fall. That would raise some money for the libraries. How much, and what would you do with it?
It looks like it would raise $8 to $10 million a year for the library. And the first thing that we would do is bring back hours on Mondays, so reopen our libraries on Mondays, and then also add some evening hours and weekend hours across the board. That would be one of the primary things. And then also we would look at enhancing the educational classes that we offer for children and do the same thing for adults. Also, the money would go toward shoring up our book collection, because right now we have folks that are waiting in line where they're number 60 or 80 or 100 on a wait list. So it would allow us to buy more books. And then there's two other pieces of the measure. One would allow us to enhance the technology throughout our libraries. So not only could we make what we have now work better and faster, but we could look at things like putting computer labs in our libraries and checking out iPads with educational apps to children. And then the last piece would be funding that would help us really better maintain our buildings and catch up on some of our deferred maintenance and even set aside money for renovation projects down the line.
These are all things that library users have been clamoring for in recent years. Have you found anybody who is not in favor of this measure?
You know, when I'm just out about as a citizen talking to people, I haven't had anyone say to me that they're not for it. The campaign committee has a Facebook page, and it seems to me as if 80 to 90% of the folks that comment are positive and say they'll vote yes. There's some folks out there that are a little cautious about taxing themselves. You know, it seems to have strong support. I just think we have to make sure that the people that love libraries get out and vote on Election Day.
That was quite a list of things that you went through. What sort of a timeline for implementation would you be looking at, assuming it does pass?
This is a county-sponsored ordinance, so the County Board of Supervisors got it on the ballot for us. And there is a line in the ordinance that says that the countywide sales tax cap must be raised by the state legislature before the money from the tax works its way to the library. So that's one thing that the county is going to continue to work on when the legislature comes back in session. But as soon as the cap's raised, then shortly thereafter, the money would start working its way to the library. So it could be as early as spring of next year and as late as around January of 2016. You know, the other piece is that the Library Commission could choose to tap into a little bit of the reserves that the library has and perhaps start offering some of these services fairly quickly after the election. But again, that would be up to the Library Commission.
One notion I've heard in association with this is the idea of beginning the process of planning for and ultimately constructing a new library branch in the area that would serve Roseland. How far down the road might that be?
There is the piece of the measure in the expenditure plan that says that we would set aside money for future building projects. So that could certainly be the seed money for a Roseland library down the road. Being a joint powers authority, it's usually the cities and the county that builds the buildings, and then the library staffs them and gets the books and materials in there. So the first step would be to see if either the city of Santa Rosa or the county would be interested in partnering on actually building the building.
Brett Lear is a new director of the Sonoma County Libraries, eagerly awaiting the outcome of Measure M on the November ballot. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.